Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Joe, let's go ahead and head right out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. And, man, we got so many great things going on this weekend and next week. The Miami Open is back in town. James Blake, tournament director for the Miami Open, joins us this morning. James, thank you for finding some time for us for this great event, man.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here, and I love talking to you since I know you're a true tennis fan, so I love hearing that.
Hey, yeah, I'm a little bit of a junkie that still wears the white shorts, although they're not tight like they used to be in the old days, man. I got the baggy ones now. But, hey, so, you know, everybody was kind of wondering, all right.
Hey, now, my wife I still wear the baggy ones, too. She's like, no, that's not in anymore. They're going shorter.
Yeah, that's right. Now they're going back. It's my body's not looking like it. It did at one point, so I've had to go baggy here anyway. But yeah, hey, so I wanted to ask you, Djokovic back in the tournament, obviously great for business at 37 years old, but Joker and Federer and Nadal gave us just, everybody goes, man, they're in trouble once those guys are all done and you throw a little Murray in there and Serena now. And I was like, I was kind of curious too, man, what was going to happen. Joker now kind of playing by himself and he's had his own injuries, but boy, you get Zverev and Alcaraz and Medvedev and now Ben Shelton and others, and I'm leaving a lot of guys out. But are we ever going to have the dominance of those three guys again like we just went through probably with so many Grand Slams?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to ever duplicate that. I mean, that's three of the all-time greats playing at the same time. Rivalry is just pretty amazing. I do think we're going to get some pretty impressive rivalries coming up soon, too. Like you mentioned, I think Alcaraz and Sinner are going to be battling again for many years. But we also, for our sake, I mean, we got some young Americans that are going to be really competitive for the ready four in the world. You got Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, Ben Shelton, I think, is just, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And then, I mean, not an American, but we got this kid, Joao Fonseca, that is the talk of the tennis world. You know, a lot of the insiders keep picking him. You know, he's going to be a superstar within the next couple of years. They're thinking Grand Slam titles. And he's still only 18 years old, ranked about 60 in the world. But, I mean, if you come out and watch him, he's playing tonight. If you come out and watch him, it's going to be real impressive. And the crowd's going to love him. He's Brazilian. And, you know, we got a pretty strong Brazilian crowd that comes out to support here in Miami. So, he's going to feel the love. So it's, I don't know if we'll ever see what we saw. But who knows? I mean, we also didn't think we'd ever see the likes of Sampras and Agassi and Currier.
That's true.
And now, you know, the game keeps going, keeps getting better. And you know, it'd be fun to see Zverev coming in here as the number one seed. He never won here, so he's been to the finals. I think for him it'd be a huge deal to get a title here. But, Yeah, we'll see this year.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about another guy, Taylor Fritz, who's, I think, fourth in the world. He's always up there, but, you know, gets the semis or just comes up short, but he's got obviously a really good game. Really hard guy to get a read on, though, about where his game can go. I know he's still a young guy. Tell me about Taylor Fritz.
Taylor Fritz is, he comes from such a great tennis family. You know, his mom was top 10 in the world. His dad is a tennis coach. So he's come from knowing and being around tennis his whole life. And I think that is, it puts him in such a good place because he loves, he does all the little intangibles right. And he really prepares well for his matches. He's so focused on tennis. It's really great to see. And so he wins a lot of those matches that you think, like, you're kind of 50 matches. He does such a good job of winning those. So I think, in my opinion, he maximizes his ability. He doesn't have the same natural movement as some of those other guys at the top. I mean, you watch how well Djokovic and Alcaraz move.
Right.
And he doesn't have that, but he's got a huge serve, a big forehand, and he really he protects it well by hitting big and putting people on their back foot. So he does such a good job of that and maximizing his ability. I think he's, you know, just the same as a lot of guys in sort of my era were frustrated by the fact that they didn't win a big one because of Roger or Rafa or Novak. I think he's, you know, he's getting the most out of it, but it's going to be tough for him to get through Alcaraz, Sinner, Zverev, all of them in the same event. I mean, he beat Zverev last year at the U.S. Open. He beat him at Wimbledon as well, but just the sort of that volume of beating two or three or four of the top guys in the world is going to be it might be tough for him, but I really hope he gets one because I mean it would mean the world to him to get a slam.
James, I got to tell you the women's side is this one is going to be a blast. If people been watching going back to Indian Wells and even the tournament before this, Andreeva from Russia, 17 years old. Lost that first set to the number one player, Sabalenka, beat her up pretty good in that first one. I like she throws it a little racket. She swings them, and then she gets pissed off and kicks ass because she went after Sabalenka. Wow. Not acting like a 17-year-old. So good.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, 17 years old, weren't we all throwing our rackets? Weren't we all getting upset?
Yes.
I mean, and she's doing it in front of the world and then beating the number one player in the world. It's really incredible. I mean, I've been doing the schedules for these tournaments for a while now, and it's crazy how much it sometimes kind of goes in waves. I'm looking at the schedule for today and then for tomorrow for the women, and I can't find enough marquee courts for all these names. It's incredible how many good matches, good players, exciting stories we have. So I'm really excited about the women's side. Andreeva is just one of the stories. I mean, she's one of the highlights, but it's really incredible to see how many great players are out there. Grand Slam champions, Grand Slam finalists, defending champions. We got Danielle Collins tonight. I mean, it's there's so many great stories, but Andreeva, she's going to be a story for the next 15 years, I think, on tour if she wants to be. And it looks like she's got that mentality. Like you said, she gets mad, but then she gets fired up. She doesn't get mad and get down on herself. She gets mad and still wants to win. And I think she's got such a great attitude on the court. Even with getting mad a little, she finds ways to win matches, which is so impressive at a young age.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, and up in that Del Rey area, we never forget about one of the great athletes, Coco Gauff, and how popular she is already. a guy, I think she's only 21 years old. So give me your take on Coco. I hear her game always getting critiqued. She needs to work on this, work on that. Where is she as far as – I think she's going to win a whole bunch of majors. What do you think?
She's only 21. She's just criticizing. She needs to do this. She needs to do that. She's a Grand Slam champion at 21 years old. World, let's kind of pause for a second. Let's, keep it in perspective that she is, one of the greats already at 21 and still learning and still getting better. She's another one with a great attitude. I actually went and watched her last week when she was playing Indian Wells, and I took my daughter. And it's so great for me to see someone that I can take my daughter and say, look at the way she handled herself.
Yeah.
She had a rough
good
serving
point.
Day that day. She didn't get down on herself. She was still positive. She gutted out a win. And, that's to me, that's the attitude I love seeing. And that's going to take her so far because she's going to have some ups and downs with her serve, maybe with her forehand. But when they're clicking, man, we saw what she could do winning the U.S. Open. I think she's poised for a great run here in Miami. She's got the home crowd. She's definitely the favorite in terms of the fans. So I think she's going to – you're right. I think she's going to win a lot of slams. I think she has the crazy athleticism. She's one of the best movers I've ever seen on the court on the women's side. So that's going to take her really far. And I hope she does really well this year. I mean, it's great for the tournament. It's great for the fans. And she's also just genuinely one of the nicer people you'll ever meet. So I'm so happy when I see a lot of these tennis players, a lot of the people in the locker room and behind the scenes that are just genuinely nice people. So it really makes me happy to see that then they go out there and have the success and the fans appreciate them.
All right, James. So yesterday I was out there walking around. I'm a little groupie. And by the way, it's an ugly look going by yourself. I didn't have anybody after work, so I just went out there by myself. But on the outside courts, give me a couple of matches for today and tomorrow that you might be looking for on the smaller courts on the outside.
Okay, we got Leyla Fernandez out on the outside court. This is what I mean about some great champions. We got Naomi Osaka on an outer court.
Wow.
She's a four-time Grand Slam champion. So she's coming back from, she hasn't really gotten tons of momentum coming back since she had her daughter. But when she does get it clicking, man, she could be on an express train to finals as well. So, we got some really good matches out there. I'm excited about those.
Hey, how's everybody doing with the stadium, stadium tennis facility like it is? I was curious. I was going to ask you last year. I saw you, and I didn't bug you out at the tournament. But how does everybody like that, the players?
I think everyone loves the stadium. I think the first year we were out here at Hard Rock Stadium, players were a little skeptical. They weren't sure what to think. They weren't sure with the, maybe the sun's in a different place, maybe the court doesn't feel exactly the same as the old one, but now that players have gotten used to it, I really think they love it. So I've heard so many positive things about the facility, about how much better it's gotten, and I feel like we've hit our stride at the new facility and we're trying to make the best use of it. The seated players absolutely love the suites, and it's the little things. This year we got them parking spots, and they couldn't be happier about that. Like these little things that we were able to do here, they absolutely love it.
James, thank you, man. It's been great talking. I just want everybody to know what a great tournament this is, and all the great players look forward to it. I had my fingers crossed everybody in Indian Wells would stay healthy. We used to have that problem with when Nadal would get hurt and then he'd have to bag out. And I was like, damn, man, we can't lose you, man. But it's great. Yeah. It's great to have everybody, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for your support, man. We appreciate it from a true tennis junkie. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, man. All right, James Lake, tournament director for the Miami Open.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.